It's 3 o'clock.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 27, Pretoria 28, Emalahleni 25 degrees.
Wet weather on the way, rain across parts of the province already. Melville, Bayers Nordia Drive north, a crash near Thomas Bowler Street, slow moving traffic, and more slow moving traffic in Boysons, M1 south towards the Boysons exit.
A bus transporting learners to Katlehong High School was involved in a multi-vehicle crash in Germiston. Today was the official start of the 2025 academic year. No injuries were reported. The bus driver reported a failed air brake system as the cause of the crash. Now, Gauteng MEC for Education, Mike Domichelwane, says the department has received over 14,000 late applications for placements. He oversees all children will be placed at a school.
No, the completed application we have placed, meaning that we have offered space, 325,000 of them. Our system is sitting at 100%. The only issue is those who have appealed and those who don't want the schools that we have offered. That's where we're having a challenge. But also now, we've also got late applications. We're sitting at just above 14,000 yesterday. And I'm sure the number will increase drastically today because obviously being the first day of the academic year.
In other big news today, the South African Police Service says it's hot on the heels of the alleged kingpins behind the illegal mining operation at a Stilfontein mine. More than 50 bodies have been retrieved since the start of the mine rescue services operation at the abandoned Buffelfontein's gold mine shaft since Tuesday. Authorities have also seized, among others, 640 kilograms of gold-bearing material, as well as cash amounting to 52 million rand since the anti-illicit mining operation began in Stilfontein in December 2023. Yes, National Police spokesperson Atlena Maze.
We are looking for the kingpins. We are aware that some of the kingpins, those that recruited these illegal miners, were underground with them. So we are waiting for them to resurface so that they can answer and take accountability of what has happened here in Stilfontein.
Action SA has announced the merger with the Forum for Service Delivery to form a single political party. The two parties will contest the 2026 local government elections together under the Action SA banner. While not represented in Parliament, the Forum for Service Delivery currently holds 38 municipal seats across five provinces. Yes, Action SA's national chairperson, Michael Beaumont.
Members of the Forum for Service Delivery will be encouraged to join Action SA. And let me say this loud and clear. They will join as equal citizens under the same political party, enjoying all of the same rights, all of the same privileges, and all of the same protections that Action SA members enjoy. We will not be former members, we will be current members together.
And we end off with news abroad. Mediators are making a final push today to seal a Gaza truce and hostage release deal. This follows ongoing talks, with some saying and expressing hope that an agreement could be reached soon. Qatar, Egypt and the United States have intensified efforts to broker a ceasefire and enable the release of hostages. I'm Chanel September. Mornings in Afrikaans at 4.
30 minutes of more music you love with Alex J on Jacaranda FM.